But I did want to mention this. I had Mayor Bob Whalen on the program earlier this week. We had him on Monday. We're looking forward to hopefully having him on again tomorrow for another update. But I asked Mayor Whalen whether the city was concerned about the grocery worker. I believe that the grocery workers are as frontline as you get. They're there helping you out. You know, they're working. They're there selling you groceries. And I asked him whether he thought that they should be wearing masks and whether the city would do anything to maybe get them. And it really is. It's up to the grocery store chain itself. Well, lo and behold, three of the country's largest supermarket chains are installing partitions now at checkout stands. And the union that represents local workers is trying to make those safety measures part of public policy here in California. Now, the United Food and Commercial Workers said yesterday that it's petitioning Governor Gavin Newsom to include supermarket workers as emergency personnel in the effort to slow the spread of COVID-19. The petition includes a state order for plexiglass partitions to create space between cashiers and the public. Yeah. To me, that seems like a no-brainer. It really does. Ralph's and Food for Less spokesman announced yesterday that chains would start installing the partitions this week. It's a process that'll take about 2 weeks to complete. And on Wednesday, the parent company of Albertsons, Vons, and Pavilions and other chains said the company has already started installing the barriers. That's the Boise, Idaho-based. I can't remember the name of the parent company, but they're out of Boise, Idaho. So they would start installing the barriers, and they're called sneeze guards. I know. At 338 Southern California locations and 2,200 stores nationwide. Albertsons will discontinue self-service soup and salad bars, and they should have done that some time ago. I don't like them anyway. But as soon as we knew that this was a problem, they should have discontinued that. I'm glad they're doing it now. I'll stop beating them up. They're taking other measures as well. Walmart announced on its website that it's already put up plexiglass shields at its pharmacy lanes at Walmart and Sam's Club locations and will be installing them at checkout stations over the next 3 weeks at every store in the country. The online petition in California was launched and is being distributed throughout the state. This is according to Priscilla Luviano, a spokesperson for the UFCW's Local 324, which represents workers in Orange County. She said the governors of Minnesota, Michigan, Vermont have already issued executive orders designating grocery workers as emergency personnel. So, yeah, I see it's right around the corner here. I see it happening. It's the logical move. They really are emergency workers. And, When you're at the check stand, no matter how protected you are, no matter how protected you feel, the plexiglass barriers would certainly help out a lot more. Let's talk about pay raises for these people. The parent company of Albertsons, Vons, and Pavilions yesterday announced it'll pay workers an extra $2 an hour for at least a week. That announcement was followed later in the day by Stater Brothers, which said it would boost workers' hourly wages $2 for 4 weeks. So some more updates coming up. And again, I said I would break down the $2 trillion aid package, and we'll do that as well. It's the Mornings with Ed Show. It's 7:30.